The two terms I want to discuss today are contingency reserves and management reserve. They fall under this technique called reserve analysis. The difference between the two is contingency reserve is two things. One, the product manager oversees it, so it's part of the cost baseline. Also, it's 90 to 95% of your entire reserves. The overwhelming amount of your reserve between the two, contingency reserve and management reserve, would be the contingency reserve. Where would you use the contingency reserves? Risk management, like risk response. I talked in a previous episode the difference between qualitative risk analysis and quantitative risk analysis. So when it comes to quantitative risk analysis, that's when you score the risk and you put a number behind it. Remember, positive risk are opportunities, negative risk are threats. So you will put a dollar sign, a monetary amount behind it. For instance, if the threat, which is a negative risk, actually happened, maybe you need to dip into the contingency reserve to be able to cover that. Also, for the contingency reserve, it's known and unknowns. Conversely, with management reserves, it's controlled by the management. So it's not in the baseline. It's in between 5 to 10%. And unlike the contingency reserve, it is for unknowns. It's subject to management approval.